If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big, big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. I want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors and listeners out there, and, of course, all the great guests we've had on. I'm Jason Gary. Kevin Harrington's on a little bit of a hiatus, but, of course, we have Marla Tabaka, top 10 contributing author at Inc. Magazine, favorite co-host. How are you doing, Marla?
I am great. I want to know what you grilled out on the 4th of July, Jason.
I love what it says. So we had steak and shrimp and chicken and hot dogs and hamburgers.
You little piggies!
And we had it all. It was fantastic. It's a smorgasbord of great food and great company, minus a few people, and it was fantastic, though. And in all sincerity, it was a great time. How about yourself? What did you grill out, Marla?
Well, we did lots of good food, too. But the cool news is that my daughter and her husband are here from California spending a few days. So I'm so excited. And it was a surprise visit. We didn't find out until the Thursday before 4th of July that they were coming. So I'm just thrilled to have her here. It's been way too long. And she and her husband have a hugely successful business out there. And so I'm so proud of them. And you know me, we're having fun just talking business.
Oh, we love it. And I know they're in a great industry right now, and they're doing quite well. And so congratulations to your daughter for the success that they're having out there. We have a great show today. You know, we always get a chance to speak to wonderful entrepreneurs, and today's no exception. So tell us who we have on today.
Well, we have one guest today, and this is a pitch, and Vern Hilt is here from Pot Wheels, and he's got a really, really unique product that he's going to tell us about, and we're going to see if there's anything we can help Vern out with today. So there you have it. And then you and I are just going to talk in the latter half of the show about some thoughts that I find make failure inevitable. You think these things, I've got seven of them here that I hear all the time. And if you want to fail, boy, adapt this mindset and you're good to go.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. And as Marla mentioned, we have Vern Hilt with us, and the company's called Pot Wheels. So really interested in hearing about this. So Vern, if you're ready, we're ready. Go ahead. And we're ready to talk to you about this.
Great. Well, I'm ready. My name is Vern Hilt, and you're right. The name of our company is the Pot Wheels Company, and we make a product called Pot Wheels. And what we do with Pot Wheels is we make moving large pots and plants easy, safe, and just absolutely revolutionary product. We do it easier because we've got a unique patented ergonomic design with a rear wheel that you can tilt the plant back on, and it sits in the carriage. And right now we're selling on our online store, www.potwheels.com, and we're in the process of setting up our distributor network. We're a startup company, and we're launching our product in the lawn and garden industry. And what we're looking for is marketing and distribution advice, because what we're trying to do is build our brand. We've got a successful online business, but we want to take it to the next level, where we can get it out into the retail stores where people can see it and absolutely understand how easy it is now to move these products. So thanks for having me on the Big Pitch Radio Show, and let's play ball. Let's see what we can do.
I love it. I love it. So tell me about Pot Wheels. You know, I mean, I look at it, it looks like a great product, and, you know, how does this differ than like a dolly, like a normal dolly, and why would a consumer buy Pot Wheels as opposed to like any other type of product out there?
Great question. And we thought the same thing. When we were trying to find something to move these pots and plants, we went to the local hardware stores and tried to find in the lawn and garden section something that would have the ability to move these things safely without having to pick them up and lift them. And what we found was there really wasn't anything out there. So we bought a couple of units and tinkered around with them and tried to modify them and thought there's got to be a better way. And with Pot Wheels, the reason people would use this and why they would purchase it is it's easy to use. It's not a traditional hand truck. It's a garden dolly. It's got a wide oval base that you can slide the plant up on. It's got oval curvature arms on it so that it safely carries the product. And then with about 3 or 4 pounds of foot pressure from the back, you just tilt it. And instead of being a traditional dolly with two wheels, this has 3 or 4 wheels on it. So it sits in the carry position. It just makes your life easier.
Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah, I didn't notice that in the first image, but those extra wheels, that's a huge difference. And like you said, the wider base it almost looks like on the one industrial Pot Wheels, it almost looks like it hugs the pot. You know, so I'm sure that it's a little bit more stable that way as well.
It's really stable and it's safe. And the large unit will carry up to 600 pounds, the smaller standard unit, 400 pounds. So it's going to take care of just about everything you need to move, up into including a 55-gallon drum on the large unit.
Interesting. So you're selling these online then right now, primarily?
Right now we're selling them on our online store at potwheels.com, but we're looking to break out of just being an online e-store and get these out in the lawn and garden centers and the larger retail box stores where people can see them and use them and help build our brand.
Now, on the online store, how are you driving traffic to your online store currently?
Currently, we're using our Facebook page, Pot Wheels, our Facebook page, and we're beginning to do some marketing on lawn and garden magazine sites where we're putting banner ads up and doing some search engine optimization and search engine marketing to help drive awareness of the product to our website.
Do you guys have, is this patented, or I mean, you have a patent on this?
It's patented and it's trademarked.
Great. And what's the patent on?
The patent's on the product. It's on the utility of the product, which was kind of amazing that you could go out there and get a patent on a hand truck, but there was nothing like it on the market. So after about 2.5 years, bang, we got our patent.
So that means that nobody can design a hand cart like this with the extra sort of surrounding casing protection and then the wheels, or what part of it?
The design with the base, the design with the curved arms to hold it, the tilt plate, the wheels. The patent office gave us 19 of them, so we've got a unique product here that, for the next 15 years or so, belongs to us.
Wow, and so that's very cool. And then, have you guys have an Amazon store yet, or anything like that, or?
We have an Amazon store, and we're getting this product. We're in the process of getting this product set up on Amazon.
Okay, good, because that could be a great market for you as well. And then, in terms of getting to some of the some of the retailers out there, and lawn and gardens and greenhouse, that I imagine would be great, and things like that. How have you been doing so far with that? I mean, are you guys just starting that process?
We're just starting that process. We've hit a couple of the large trade shows, the National Hardware Show out in Vegas in May, and now we're in the process of following up with these distributors and these larger box stores and their buyers, trying to schedule appointments and get the products in. But that's a struggle. That's a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then, what's been the biggest struggle for you in terms of getting it done?
The biggest struggle is probably just the time at which some of these stores move. They have certain times of the year where they buy. You know, we're in the summer season here in Florida, and of course, you know, people are moving plants in and out of the sun. But the buyers actually now are looking to buy for fall, and so we're probably 6 to 7 months out before they start buying for their next 2017 spring season.
Okay. When we come back, I want to spend some more time understanding that, you know, Vern, and really trying to figure out if there's any ways we can, you know, help advance your cause with this. Wonderful product, Pot Wheels. I like it. I like the design. I've moved a lot of stuff with, you know, dollies, and one of the biggest frustrations I have are, you know, things tend to want to go off to the right or left, you know,
absolutely,
when you're moving it around, and the stability of it. And this seems to solve a lot of that. And looks like the wheels are nice and big as well. And just has a nice stability factor there. So stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio, so BigPitchRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a man, so you got mud on your face.
So you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-320-8443. That's 800-320-8443 for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one by ConsumerAffairs.com, Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-320-8443. That's 800-320-8443. 800-320-8443. Call now.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And you're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with Jason Gary, and Kevin Harrington is actually on a brief hiatus, and he'll be joining us again soon, so we look forward to that. And we have Vern Hilt here today from Pot Wheels. And, you know, Vern, going into break, you were mentioning the difficulty in, you know, getting two buyers and the length of time that, you know, it's a long sales cycle with retail, and everything is off season, you know, so it's interesting. Have you engaged a product rep yet?
We do. We have a product rep in Chicago who actually has a lot of experience in the lawn and garden industry, and he's helping guiding us to the right trade shows, and he has manufacturers reps that he's dealt with that call on these mid-level distributors. So, you know, we're trying to pull the product through the distribution channel by starting mid-level, and then as the larger stores take notice, then there's more of a willingness for them to go take a look at a new product.
And how long have you been working with this gentleman?
About 90 days.
Okay.
So it's fairly new.
Yeah. That would have been my first suggestion. I think that's a great move, Vern. A product rep just knows the ins and outs. They know what to watch for. They know the people. They have relationships developed with, you know, the distributors as well as the retailers. And so that was a really, really good investment on your part. I know that, you know, DRTV would be another great option for you. Are you doing a campaign?
We are, and we're really excited about that. Well, you know, DRTV reached out to us, and, you know, we took a good, serious look at, you know, what they brought to the table. And, you know, everything about the direct-to-consumer campaign makes sense, and we're in the process of rolling that out right now. So that's really exciting, and we're going to leverage that by letting our distributors and our reps know that, you know, we're supporting them with that campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's going to be really important. So I think it's got a great shot there, going right to the consumer. And you know, who is your ideal end customer? Is it the consumer or is it the industrial market?
Well, the market is split. For the larger commercial unit, obviously professional landscapers and lawn and garden people, and actually even the procurement team in some of the larger box stores like the Home Depot and Lowe's, where they can allow their associates and their customers to move things easier without the heavy lifting. And then the people that engage in container gardening, you know, the millennials and the people that, you know, have a home that's their show place, and they buy these nice pots and they put nice plants in them, and they want to protect their investment. So that's a big market, and that's mm-hmm. our other market.
Yeah, and how are you doing at the shows?
We're doing really well in terms of people liking the product. In fact, that's one of the things that we were talking about. We don't have anybody who's actually purchased one that's come back and, you know, via our web page or Facebook said, you know what, it just didn't really do what I wanted to do. We've got great feedback from people who've used it. We're just trying to get the word out so more people will use it, mm-hmm. and it solves a need. It solves a need.
I'm wondering, you know, I love the name Pot Wheels. It kind of is a play off of Hot Wheels. I think that was really bright. So great job on that. I'm
Thank
wondering,
you.
I mean, clearly this could be used for things outside of just moving pots, right? It's got a bigger base than a normal dolly. It's got, you know, have you considered expanding the applications of the product in terms of even the way you're advertising, who it might appeal to, and things like that beyond just the gardening industry?
We have. You know, the gardening industry was kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, it was the natural fit for it. But as we've attended the shows, we're getting interest from other people. For example, people who move landscaping timbers and heavy rocks and just bags of heavy items that people don't want to lift. They, you know, so they're,
well, I'd even go beyond that. And you're still kind of in that same space, you know. But you know, I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, moving companies. I mean, this is a way more practical device for moving anything, let alone just anything in the gardening industry or landscaping industry or things like that. You know, I think if you think about a more broader stroke approach, with that, the only thing I could think that now that may take, hey, we need another brand that isn't so micro in the Pot Wheels brand in terms of the way that we're articulating our message out there. But if you expand, you know, do another brand, maybe Pot Wheels ends up becoming a subsidiary of the bigger brand, but the bigger brand is something around, you know, the better dolly, right, or whatever the case you want to call it, the better, hand truck or whatever you want to call it. But that's it's not really solely focused on that. I mean, then you only stand to potentially expand the number of distributors and resellers out there that might be willing to pick up your product. And so I would really explore that. You know, I think you could do it in a way that you don't get unfocused with your current pursuits. At the same time, explore if opening up the brand a little bit more will get you more opportunities to distribute it in other places or through other types of companies, like moving companies, in a way that could hyper-accelerate your growth.
Great idea. I like that.
Yeah, so check it out. I think you, like I said, I think you test it out and try it out without really doing all this huge, rollout, right? You could put up a website, get another name, domain name, trademark it, whatever, put some cool image, you can launch and test and see, the first ones of the party could be, a national moving company, like one of the van lines out there or whatever, and then boom, you're off and running, you know what I'm saying? And that could drive the growth into the different, for the Pot Wheels piece of it, I think opening and being more expansive along those lines might be very effective.
I like it.
I think, even though you have a round base, I think it's a bigger base, and so it's much bigger than that little square base that you have for the regular dollies. So a bigger base is clearly going to just be more effective than a smaller base, regardless of the shape of it. So check that out, and we got to go. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Go check it out at Pot Wheels with a Z at the end .com. Thank you for coming on our show. We appreciate it, Vernon. We'll talk to you next time and check on your growth. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Vern.
Take it easy, guys. We'll be right back. We got some great stuff with Marla, and we'll talk to you soon.
Got it.
All right, bye-bye, Vern. All right, stick around. Like I said, we're going to talk about ways to fail and ways to avoid failure, hopefully, as well. So stick around. Let's listen to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, follow us both on Big Pitch Radio. We enjoyed having Vern on there with pot wheels. It's a really cool way to move bigger, heavier pots around without hurting yourself. Just go check that out. I appreciate having him on the show. And Marlon, you know, we talk about all kinds of different things on the show in terms of ideas, tips, and strategies. And one of the things that, you know, we talk about in terms of succeeding is the counter to that, which is failing and ways to fail and ways to avoid failure. Do you have an article you did about that and like to dive into that a little bit?
I did, yeah. And this is a mindset article because, don't you know, that's what I love. And it was inspired by clients who come into coaching and you know, they've had really, really negative events happen to them in the past. And it can be as far back as childhood. And they've never really resolved the emotional connection to those events. And they're hesitant. Oh, I don't want to rehash all that. But, you know, in coaching, there are ways, wonderful, incredible ways to sort of disconnect your emotional and your physiological response to past events. You know, when I finally convinced them that you need to put these events to rest before you're going to succeed, and we do that, the shift is amazing. And such events lead to some really, really limiting mindsets and beliefs. And you know, it's your paradigm. You hear your parents growing up saying, man, this is hard. You go out into social media, you read books, and everybody says, being an entrepreneur is hard work. You know, it is hard work. And that's one of the thoughts, though, that I'd like to hear more people shift. You know, this is just really, really, really hard. It's a struggle. And yeah, it can be. But focusing on the impossibility of it all is only going to get you into trouble, right? It's only going to bring more impossibility into your brain. And if you believe that everything is so painfully difficult, that's just what you're going to attract. That's how it's going to be. It's like your brain gets so preoccupied with the stress and the anticipation of these impossible challenges that you can't think clearly. And you can't find ways for ingenuity to really surface. So what I like to see people do instead is to place more emphasis on the things that you don't find difficult, even if they seem insignificant, because you know what? You're an entrepreneur. Your talents, you're going to dismiss them. So they're not insignificant. Recognize every achievement, no matter how small, and your life just won't seem as hard, and you'll find that things will come your way a little differently, just with that one tiny little, you know, switch in mindset. Another one, Jason, is, you know, and I fall prey to this every now and again, is this is a waste of time. And a fellow coach once offered me the opportunity to be featured in her series of interviews with thought leaders. And you know, here I am, you know, I like to consider myself a thought leader. And I immediately took on the belief that, that'd be a waste of time. It's a lot of work and I don't want to prepare everything. It feels overwhelming. So I kind of stepped back and I said, you know, I need to do this. I need to look at the big picture and do this. And there was a world of possibilities in the opportunity, including the chance to make a difference. So, you know, I did it and I was very, very happy that I did it because I made some great connections. So if something feels like a waste of time, it may very well be, but take a moment to evaluate it and to look at it from, you know, that 500-mile point of view, and don't always go with that immediate impulse. Take a look at the bigger picture. So I hear a lot of entrepreneurs also complain, things never go my way. Things just never go right. I run into more challenges, you know, failed partnerships, difficult employees. In fact, my daughter was in court yesterday with a difficult employee situation, let me say. And it happens. Shipments that don't come in on time, vendors and clients who, you know, don't get it, need to be fired. All these things. You open yourself up to every possibility like that. But if you believe that it's always someone else's fault and that, you know, it's just stuff that's going to come your way and it's inevitable and you feel angry about it, it's easy to place blame elsewhere, you know, even on the universe, you know, even on fate. And it's a lot better to accept your part of the responsibility in a situation gone wrong than to place the blame elsewhere. So placing blame just fuels the anger and you'll be more disappointed in it. It kind of creates that victim mentality, which is really unattractive and a huge problem. You're not going to grow with that mentality. So remember, you can't control every person or every circumstance, but you can control your own thoughts and actions. So accepting responsibility puts you back in the driver's seat where you belong. Here's probably the entrepreneurial favorite, Jason. It is, I don't have enough money to do that. And this mentality of lack is, yeah, right? You hear that all the time, right? Well, I don't have the resources. It's crazy. And it's what I call a mentality of lack. And it's only going to serve to keep you exactly where you are, broke and stuck in place. And, you know, if you walk around saying, I can't afford it, well, then you can't. So try something like, what other means do I have to get this done? I mean, closed-end thoughts tell the brain that it doesn't have to stretch any further to see any options and solutions that may be out there. There is an affordable, even free option. And Jason, you are the master at finding, you know, watching the dollars and cents, even, you know, even though it's not entirely necessary, you're so good at it. And there's that free option or an affordable option for just about anything that you want to do. So if one option, one avenue isn't affordable to you, don't see it from a viewpoint of lack. Just look for another path. And you do that well.
Oh, thank you, Marla.
Yeah. Here we've got a few more. I think we have time for a couple more, and maybe we can take this into the next segment of the show as well. Let's see, what's a good one? Okay, this one's good. I'm not whatever, choose your poison. I'm not blank enough. If you put limits on yourself, your body and mind will deliver exactly what you expect. And this has been proven again and again in the sports world, right? And even today where, you know, the old rule of thumbs is going to be 3 years before you make any money in business, you know, that blew that out of the water, right? But if you believe that you're never going to be enough, there's a difference between recognizing your strengths and weaknesses and placing limits on yourself. You don't want to place crazy limits on yourself. Okay, maybe you're not an artist or whatever else you want to be, but that doesn't mean that you're not creative, for instance. If you don't possess a certain skill or talent, don't interpret it as a weakness because no one can do it all. Surround yourself with people who have that strength and focus more on your strengths because you've got a lot of them. And creativity, ingenuity, being innovative, those are all strengths that most entrepreneurs have. And so focus on that. Here's a good one. One of my favorites, and I always come back really strong on this one when a client says this, I don't have enough time. There's never enough time. This is a big problem for entrepreneurs who either think they can't do it all or don't manage their time well. You have the same 24 hours per day that everyone else has, and that is plenty of time. If you believe there's not enough time in the week, then you either have a tendency to create unrealistic expectations for yourself, or let's face it, you just stink at time management, okay? Or you're doing the wrong things and you're working in the business too much and you need to get outside and you know, hire somebody to do some of the things that you shouldn't be doing. And so here's where I tell people, you know, self-serving here, but hire a coach. Man, hire a coach. Get help to figure this one out and your life is really going to change. I have one more that we can talk about coming up, but I know that we're going into break, Jason, so we'll hang on to that.
All right, that sounds great. And it's all fantastic because, you know, there, you know, I mean, it's a whole graveyard of business owners out there that of businesses that have failed. Mm-hmm. And in large part, it's almost it can almost always be traced back to, you know, something that they did or didn't do, and more than likely, it could have been prevented, or in the case of doing, could have been taken advantage of. And so, just having that insight and wisdom into what those things are, I think, is critical, and just very, very good stuff. So we are looking forward to hearing more of that when we come back from Marla. Great, great stuff. So stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio. So BigPitchRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information, 1-800-283-7960. That's 1-800-283-7960.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Say hello to John.
John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Here we are at the Big Pitch Radio Show, and today we're talking about toxic thoughts, and these toxic thoughts definitely make failure inevitable. And these are just things I'm pulling out of coaching sessions that, Jason, I hear new clients, because the old ones, the clients have been with me for a while, learn to think differently. So these are things that I hear new clients saying, and we've gone over quite a few, and I have another one here, and it is, oh man, I hear this one a lot. I hate managing people. And in many business models, you know, there are at least three things wrong with this thought. If you hate managing people, you know, this is not across the board, but it's likely that your business is never going to grow. Even when you outsource, you still have to manage people, even if they're not employees. So we have to find a way around this. And, you know, another thing wrong with this thought is, if you really understood the role of an entrepreneur, you know that there'll eventually be a middle person, at least one middle person between you and the rest of the team. So you won't always be in charge of HR. You can do, you know, anything really. I mean, entrepreneurs can do just about anything if they know it's not forever. So, you know, I find a lot of people really are blocking themselves from growth because they just dread the thought of managing people. So not good. And if you hate managing people, you'll probably have issues with communication. So it'd be worth your time to find some good books, some good classes, some good coaches, whatever, consultants to help you with communication, because that's usually why people hate managing people, because they don't get what they want, which usually it means one of two things. You're hiring the wrong people, or you're really not good at communicating what you want. So those are some thoughts, and you know, there are so many others, but the truth is that any limiting belief will make you feel bad about yourself or about others. And that's not a characteristic that a successful entrepreneur wants to hold on to. And you just have to learn to shift your paradigm and broaden your horizons. Jason, was there one that really stood out for you, Jason?
Well, they're all really powerful, and I think that, like you, let's touch on the last one. I think that that's a fantastic one to speak to, because, you know, we've all been there, right? A lot of managers that we've either worked for or have known of, they're terrible communicators, yeah. and therefore the like you said, the results that they're getting from their employees and whatnot reflect that, and it reflects onto the business and the bottom line, and I think a lot of that has to do. Sometimes the managers will get promoted to management because of what they did well prior to getting promoted to management, but that doesn't necessarily endow them with the management skills, communication skills, underneath being a manager. Communication skills being probably the primary skill set that you're going to need to have. And so I would recommend highly that the first thing, if you say, well, what's the strategy around doing that better, communicating better, I would say the first thing is just to really get to know the people individually, spending time with them beyond the workplace, understanding them from a personal perspective, not to dig into their personal lives per se, but to learn what their goals are, their aspirations are, what inspires them, what motivates them, because motivation is different for everybody. You know, somebody may be motivated by accolades, somebody may be motivated by money, but figuring out each individual person and really understanding what motivates them, what inspires them, what their goals are, and just by learning about them and understanding them, they're going to feel more indebted to you as a person that cares more about just trying to extract out of them work as somebody who really cares about what they're looking to get out of life as well, and then taking it a step further, staying in contact with them on that level on a fairly regular basis to show that it wasn't just a ploy to get more out of them or to extract more out of them, but rather you're really trying to build a significant relationship with them. And then to even take it a step further, I think people are way more inspired by management that actually does the work, at least to some level, and is willing to roll their sleeves up and, you know, leading by example. You know, a lot of leadership books and speakers out there speak to this, that leadership is really a lot of doing and less about telling. And so the more you can do and not be so inclined to have people recognize that you're in a position of power. Don't worry about that. I think people get into a manager position, they want to be looked at as the manager and recognized as the manager. I think you kind of look at these like many things, and I think that'll be a good starting point for establishing good relationships and getting more out of the people that you're working with and things like that. I know, Marley, you had something to say to that.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned knowing. All of those are really, really great thoughts. And you mentioned knowing what your employee wants, you know, what's of value to them, what motivates them. And I have a great example of that, you know, with a millennial generation coming up and heading in toward management and even in management now, we really as companies have to think about what motivates this generation, because it's very different than past generations. And I'm working on an article for Inc. right now with some companies who are actually offering the one thing that comes to my mind is so unique. They're adding pet insurance and pet like nanny cams to their benefits, because millennials are so huge with dogs, and especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think that's brilliant. You just have to be aware.
Yep. I agree. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun things to be aware of, you know, when you're talking to people. Remember, observe their communication style. If you're talking to someone who needs a little nurturing, give them a little nurturing. If you're talking to someone who's very directive, be directive. And just remember to mimic the style a little bit too. So I hope you'll take those seven thoughts and you know, work with any of them or any other limiting thoughts that you may have to kind of turn them around and see the world through a different pair of different lens. So thanks for listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We're always delighted to be here with you, and we always look forward to being on the air. So Jason, you have a wonderful rest of the day. I shall, and I hope that everyone listening has a splendid day ahead, and we hope to see you in social media as well. So visit us in Facebook and in Twitter at Big Pitch Radio and online as well. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.